Pashas Kiseitse, the Torah tells us, Vayahim ben Hakos Havasha, Vipilo Hashofet, Vikol, Lefanav Ktevishoso, Bamispa, Habaim Yakenu, Lo Yosef, Ben Yosef Lakoso. That the halachi is if a person is Chayiv Malkus, violated Lav Shesh Bamaisa, as an example, and Yisakovis, so Besdin gives him Malkus, if he did it Bamezi, with Hasvor, and the Torah says you give him Malkus of 40. Rashi on that pasuk, right, tells us that it's really aboim chosa achas, as is clear from the Gemara, as is explicit in the Gemara in Markus and Avchafez. So, what is the number aboim yakinim? After all, is it aboim or is it 39? So, if you look in the Medrash Tanchuma, in Parshat Bamidbar, it says there, "V'lama aboim, ela adam hazeh notzel aboim yom, v'ova al hatorah shenita l'moshe ba'aboim yom, yiloka aboim v'yetze de ansho." So from the Medrash Tanchuma, you see that really the real number is 40. It doesn't mean till 40, or because otherwise there's no parallel to the 40 days of Matan Torah, when Moshe was in Har Sinai, or the 40 days that the person, the uterus, the embryo in the uterus is formed, the first 40 days, because then it should be 39. So you see the real number is 49. But the Torah lessens it, the real number is 40, but the Torah lessens it to 39. And you see this also in the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, in Perek Yuzayin. The Rambam says, Ketzin Malkin is a machui of Malkus, kefi kocho. We give Malkus based on the strength and the capacity of the person who's going to be whipped to absorb it and to survive it. Shenema kidei vishoso ba'mispa. V'zeh shenema aboim, she'ein mosifin al ha'aboim. Afilo haya chazak ubori keshimshon. It means, the 40 means that we don't forgive more than 40, no matter how strong the person is. The Ram says, even if he's like Shimshon or Gibor. But we give less than the number if the person is weak, and we evaluate how much he can absorb. Because if you give to a weak person, the Ram says, he'll certainly die. And therefore, Chacham said that even the strongest person, we give him 39 malchus. Because if you gave him, gave more than 39, you added one, you only give him the 40 that he should have gotten. So from the Rambam, it seems that the real number is 40, and the Chachamim were the one who lessened the 40 to 39 to protect him, lest you give more and they die under the whip. So from the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah points, it seems that the Rambam thinks that the number 39 is only in us, that the real number is 40. And Chachamim lessened it. But then the Kesef Mishnah concludes, V'yosa nearly, but it seems to me more likely, the Latayme Azza Shekol Dover She'en Mufurish Behedja Betova, Korib Kittid Ve'sofim, V'chom Kiblu Mimosh Rabbeinu, Drosh Zu, Umitam Zer. So he says, it seems to be not that it's just a Drabonon, but it's really derisive, and we have a Masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu that it's up to 40, but really the number is 39. But from the Medrash that I cited before, you see that the Medrash thinks that the real number is 40, because that's what's, you see that from the parallel that the Medrash says to the 40 days of Sinai and the 40 days of Yetzirah's Havat Lad. But it would seem, though, in terms of the Shittas Aram, that the real number is indeed 39, because first of all, the halach is Meshalshim b'malchus. We always give malchus as a, it's a multiple of three. If the number is 40, it's not a multiple of three. If it's 39, we know that it's a multiple of three, and therefore, it, depending on the person's strength and capacity to absorb the malchus, we give it as multiples of three. But the Ram means to say that based on the Pshuto Shemikra, we would have given him 40, but we have a Kabbalah, right? As the Kesef Mishnah says, and the end of the Kesef Mishnah, that really it's Midiraisa, we have a Kabbalah Moshe Rabbeinu, that the number is 39. And we see this also for the Gemara in Markus, the end of Markus and the Chof Bey, the Gemara says, Am a Rava, Kam the Tipshoi, Sha'insi, the Kaimi Mikame Sefer Torah, Flo Kaimi Mikame Gavra Rava. How foolish are the people who stand for Sefer Torah, but they don't stand for Tamid HaChachamim. The Ila B'Sefer Torah Siv Aboim, V'Osu Abonun Botsu Chada. Because in the Torah it says 40, and the Chachamim came and they lessened it by one, namely 39, the Malkus. Now, if the Pshat in Aboim means really 39, means till 39, but Aboim, you know, ad lo bichlal, so what's the great koyach of the Chachamim? Because the 40 really means 39. But it seems that the you see from that command that the Pshuto and the Pshat is that's really 40. And based on the Kabbalah's Chazal, they lessen the number to 39. So that's significant, and therefore we should stand before Gavra Rabba, because in a sense, his interpretation supersede even that which is stated in the Torah, which says Aboim. So I found later, actually, the Minchas Chinuch asked this question, if you interpret that the number really midiraisa according to the Ram is 40, and Chacham it's only Rabbanan to lessen it to 39, then where do we have the Halach midiraisa, the Meshalshim b'Malkus? Maybe we could really ask that question also according to the opinion we don't pass in that way of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, says that the Aboim really means Aboim and not 39. So according to Rabbi Yehuda also, where would the Halach of that it has to be Malkus when Lishtalus come from. It's a little difficult. Now, the Targum Yonis in New Zealand on the Pesuk Aboim Yakone says, and I'll read the Lashon, he says, Aboim Yatzli v'chosachad yilkidei lo yashlim dilma Yosef l'malke al tloshim v'teisha alim Malkus v'istakin. So Rabbi Yonis in New Zealand interprets that you Aboim Yatzlif, that he raises the whip above 40 times, but he only comes down 39 times. So you see, according to Rabbi Yonis ben Uziel, that the word Aboim Yakenu really means 40. Just on the 40th time, the Shliach Bezal raises the whip but doesn't lower it and doesn't whip him. So the bottom line is that he's only going to be whipped 39 times. And this also serves as a mocker to the Rambam that the 40, as it should have been really 40, but Chachamim or the Kabbalah lessened it to 39. Now, just in terms of the Targum Yonis in Israel, when he says that he raises it 40 times, but then the last time he doesn't lower the whip, this, in terms of interpreting this I think would be based on the halacha in the one Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches that says that Meivim Yado Achaveru LaHalkaso Nikra Rosha. So you see, just lifting his hand to hit, that's also called the Rosha. And the Rambam paskens that in Perkei from Chovel Mazik, Afila Agbia Yado Achaveru Oso V'Cholam Agbia Yado Achaveru Afa Pishelo Hiko Havezeh Losho. So just lifting is significant. It's a Chal Hashem. And that's why, just according to Rabbi Yonasan, lifting, raising the whip the 40th time, even though he doesn't lower it, that itself is a Chal Hashem, is significant. And that's what the Torah is referring to.